It is 22-7 on this Friday morning. Now, some American sport discussion here because something quite significant has happened in America when it comes to the NBA. Rama, can you sort of set this up for us before we have a chat to Mark Medina from USA Today?
Well, obviously, with the unrest between China and Hong Kong at the moment, the Houston Rockets have a huge alignment, sponsorship with many, many Chinese brands over there. They wear their uniform for a couple of weeks is all in Chinese language, obviously, words on their uniform. Their general manager tweeted Daryl Morey a tweet supporting the protests in Hong Kong and their independence. And it's fair to say it hasn't gone down well at all in China. Their Chinese sponsors are pulling out left, right, and centre with their NBA sponsorships. They got games over there as we speak. Fan events have been cancelled. All sorts of things have been happening. So it's not a great situation for the NBA. So it's watch this space, and I'm sure Mark will be able to tell us more.
Well, he joins us now from USA Today, Mark Medina. Thanks very much for joining us, Mark.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Now, our resident expert in all things American sport, Adam Ramanaskis, was just explaining a little bit about what happened, but this is has the potential to cost the NBA literally billions of dollars.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, the conservative estimates on how much money the NBA gets from China is at least $500 million, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's substantially much more. And when you look at the population of China, the amount of fans that watch games on a yearly basis exceeds the total population of the United States entirely. So, you know, there is a little bit of a consolation that, if nothing else, the NBA was still able to host the Lakers-Nets game today, and then there's going to be another one in Shenzhen. So in some respects, they still have leverage of, for all the back and forth and China being upset with what Daryl Morey tweeted about Hong Kong, China and the fans really want to see the NBA stars, but there's going to be a lot of concerns with other things with the bottom line. The Chinese state TV canceled televising the games. They had a lot of fan events that were going on that they canceled and a lot of media opportunities. So it's going to be a very interesting question moving forward that will there be games in the future after this weekend?
So, Mark, Daryl has tweeted an apology, but he hasn't spoken publicly yet. So we don't know really much more background to the tweet than that, do we?
No, we don't. Now, you know, when you look at the substance of what Daryl Morey's tweet was, obviously he was supporting the Hong Kong protests, but he didn't add anything more than that. And it's my hunch that even if the NBA has since clarified their statements and saying we support Daryl Morey's American right to have a freedom of speech, I don't think that you're going to be hearing from him anytime soon. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised that maybe way down the line that he winds up telling his story and what's happening. He did clarify some apologies, saying that all he was doing was trying to express support for his interpretation of an event, and he apologized for any misunderstanding. But I think when you talk to people around the league, whether it's the coaches, the players, I can't say for the fact that they've gotten a direct message from the league about not talking about it, because that would contradict kind of the American ideals and the league ideals of we want everyone to have a voice. But I think that everyone has determined it's in their best interest to say, you know, I'm not enough educated on the issue to really speak in depth. And I think part of that has to do with, no doubt, the financial ramifications. There's a lot of business ties that players and the teams have with China. But I think it's also to convey some respect that they don't know all the peculiarities of an international event as they would with, you know, some of the domestic issues they speak out about.
So are China more disappointed with the tweet or Adam Silver's response to that?
I was disappointed with Adam Silver's initial response. I thought his clarifications wound up becoming what the right message was, but a lot of times what the initial response is usually what the true sentiments are and the knee-jerk reaction, and it seemed like the NBA was immediately kowtowing to China's outrage. And I think that the overall message should have been from the beginning that, look, Daryl Morey doesn't speak on behalf of the NBA, and we recognize that this is an international incident, and we don't necessarily hold this view, but he as an American is entitled to freedom of speech. He got that right, but on the third statement. So I think because of how the NBA has initially reacted, and because of, you know, a lot of the coaches and the players not wanting to add their two cents, I think it's left them vulnerable to criticism of kind of the double standard here, where the NBA has been seen as a very progressive league. They've been known to speak out about, you know, the U.S. President Donald Trump and his divisive rhetoric, and they've also spoken out on different racial and social justice issues in the United States. But when it comes to something with China, which has a documented human rights issue, they all of a sudden say they don't want to talk about it. At the same time, I think there are layers to it. There's no doubt the number one thing is it's obvious that the business ramifications have left the NBA in a complicated position. But I think to a man, a lot of people around the NBA also feel that there is a clear difference between speaking out on domestic issues versus international. Like, I think that a lot of players hold the sentiment of, hey, they're pro-human rights or pro-democratic ideals, but it's one thing to comment on your own backyard as opposed to someone else's.
Mark, it's hot right now, this issue, obviously. Where do you think it'll end up?
You know, that's a very interesting question, because there's no doubt the NBA is going to be hurt with its bottom line. There's been a lot of shoe companies in China that have already renounced some of their partnerships. So now it's a matter of how much can they kind of cut their losses? How much can they kind of save the damages? Or maybe down the line, this is what we've seen of this preseason slate, where maybe there's not as many endorsement deals that NBA players are going to be able to get overseas in China, but they'll still have the games. And there'll still be a source of revenue. But I could also see a scenario where more of the damage is done specifically toward the Houston Rockets brand, and then maybe some of the superstars aren't as affected. But there's a lot of moving parts of the story, and I don't think there's going to be clarity in the near future. I think that this is something that's going to evolve in the long term.
Mark, appreciate your time. Enjoyed having a chat, and it looks like there's still a fair bit more to play out. Thanks very much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.